This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 27th. I'm Paul Plack. The Teamsters have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract between UPS and its aircraft mechanics. The negotiations took 4 years. The German government has found a way to bail out the Airbus A400M project without running afoul of the WTO. Germany will simply buy more planes than it needs and figure out how to sell 13 of them to outside parties. The U.S. Navy has announced the award of a $1.6 billion contract to Boeing for P-8A Poseidon aircraft low-rate initial production of 6 planes. Kennedy Space Center is observing NASA's Day of Remembrance today and the 25th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger accident tomorrow. General aviation's accident rate seems stuck, but ironically, the U.S. Parachute Association says jumping out of airplanes has been getting safer every decade for 40 years. The European Business Aviation Association says it concluded a highly successful One Europe regional forum last week. The aircraft leasing group Avalon says it has raised an additional $465 million in capital from 3 U.S. banks. Larry Newman, the last surviving member of the crew of the Double Eagle II balloon that made the first Atlantic crossing, has gone west. NASA may have some historic space for rent at Kennedy Space Center when the shuttles are gone. And photos of the NanoSail D in orbit, taken from Earth, could win this photo contest. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Julie Folucci, manager of Cessna Pilot Centers for Cessna Aircraft, about the training program developed for the Skycatcher. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.